France Belil is a researcher at the Human Nutrition Research Centre at the University of Paris, and also affiliated with the Laval University in Quebec City, Canada. She talks about sweetness and its influence on feelings of fullness and hunger.
Sweetness is a very potent stimulus for humans as well as for many other animals. It does contribute very potently to the stimulation of food intake, to the palatability of our food. We have taste buds in the mouth that contain some specialized receptors that detect the sweetness dimension in various foods and stimuli. There are two general types responsible for the perception of the sweetness dimension. They are susceptible to genetic variation, which accounts for the fact that we are all different in our perception of sweetness. The sweet tasting stimuli are of various natures. We first have the sugars that everybody knows. Sugars include glucose, fructose, sucrose, maltose. Other substances are polyols that are slightly different from sugars. They are sugar alcohols. We also have a category of intense sweeteners. All those stimuli activate the receptors on the tongue that are responsible for the perception of sweetness. It was discovered in very recent years that we have not only sweetness receptors in the mouth, but through all the gastrointestinal tract. There are receptors for sweetness in the stomach, in the intestine, in various parts of the gastrointestinal tract. We also know that sweetness is perceived in the brain. Various networks of sites are responsible for the perception of sweetness. Those sites are closely overlapping with pleasure centers in the brain, as well as with brain centers responsible for the addictive nature of some drugs of abuse. So there is some overlap. It is not a complete overlap, but we have to be aware that perceiving sweetness has to do with our pleasure centers in the brain. When it comes to appetite and satiety, in humans as well as in other species, this is another world of very complex science. Every newborn human comes to the world with an innate disposition to accept sweet-tasting stimuli. When an infant, a few hours after being born, is exposed for the first time to a sweet-tasting solution, the young person responds in a very stereotyped manner, indicating acceptance. This includes smiling, relaxation of the face, and a tongue movement around the lips, in search, perhaps, of some more of this pleasurable stimulus. Humans are not the only ones who exhibit those responses. We've seen identical responses in species such as the rat or monkeys or apes. What happens after those early responses? There is a decline in appetite for sweetness as a child grows into adolescence and into adulthood. And this has to do probably with the rate of growth. As the child grows, the level of energy needed for growing is extremely high when the child is very young. In adults, we see a large variability of liking for sweetness. What do we know about the satiation and satiety power of sweetness in foods and drinks? Well, we know a number of things. We know, for example, that if you taste sweet-tasting substances over a period of time, progressively, the liking for the sweetness will decrease. And this is very clear in lean people, in obese people. This decline in wanting for foods and drinks that share this sweet dimension also decreases, but it does not decrease as rapidly as in lean people. So there is a phenomenon of habituation that takes place while a person is ingesting sweet-tasting stimuli, which finally will make the person lose any interest in ingesting more sweet-tasting products and will inhibit ingestion. This is a sign of satiation. If you ingest a glass of sugar and water, you will see a very powerful and lasting decrease in liking for sweetness in the hour that follows. If you ingest a glass of sweet-tasting water that is sweet because of the presence of an intense sweetener that has no calorie but a sweet taste, you will again see a decline, a depression in the liking for sweet-tasting substances in the hour that follows the ingestion of this glass of water sweetened with an intense sweetener, but this decline in liking for sweetness will be less deep than the decline you observe after the intake of a glass of real sugar.
Does the solidness of food influence satiety?
The food versus drink dimension is potentially very important. The body energy balance system is not very powerful at dealing with this energy coming from a drink. It does not induce adequate satiety that is observed after the ingestion of the same amount of energy from a solid food. A very good paper has just been released that shows that after eating an energy load from a solid food and waiting an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to see whether a person can compensate for this energy load, you observe a very high level of compensation for solid foods, as high as 83%. But when the energy load is ingested in liquid, then the amount of later compensation for the energy is much lower, about 43%. So there's a huge difference in the ability to compensate for previous energy intake.
Is there a difference in the effect of sugars and sweeteners on satiety?
Intense sweeteners behave like any other substance that you might want to have in your diet. They are sweet, therefore they do stimulate appetite, they increase palatability of foods and drinks, so they have the same stimulatory effect as actual sugars. They do not bring energy, so they do not satiate, but there is some satiety coming from the sensory aspects. If you ingest a sweet product that contains an intense sweetener, there will be sensory-specific satiety habituation that will make this food or drink unappetizing and induce the interruption of intake. In everyday life, those intense sweeteners are ingested in a variety of foods, a variety of drinks, and it is the actual composition of this food and drink that will determine the satiety effect of the food or the drink, or the actual nutritional composition is highly important. There is also no magic effect to be expected from non-nutritive sweeteners. They can help if you integrate them into a sensible low-calorie diet.
What can we conclude about sweetness and satiety?
Sweetness is a very potent stimulus for humans as well as for other species. It does stimulate intake, it does make foods and drinks more pleasurable, but it does have an effect also on satiety and satiation that are inhibitory processes that will ultimately make food intake stop. They can obviously be troublesome in some consumers who happen to love sweet-tasting stimuli, and particularly those sweet-tasting stimuli that also contain a lot of fat. Those foods that contain a lot of sugar and fat are highly dense in energy and they are associated with weight gain and difficulty in weight control. It is entirely possible to see sweetness as a biologically driven dimension of natural reward that is represented in the brain and that is entirely compatible with enjoyment of a healthy diet.